Following are the rituals of the prayer, which are laid down in the Sharia. The prayer should begin with raf al-yadain, or raising high both hands. Qiyam, standing upright, should ensue. It should be followed by the ruku, or kneeling down. Qama, standing up after the ruku, should then be done. Two consecutive prostrations should then follow. In the second and last rak'ah of each prayer, a person should do qada, or to sit with legs folded backwards. When a person intends to end the prayer, he can do so by turning his face during this qada. These rituals are substantiated by the consensus of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the perpetual adherence or tawatur of the ummah to these rituals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Offer the prayer in the very manner you see me offering it." Consequently, for this purpose, the thorough and befitting manner in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say his prayer is detailed out below. Raf al-Yadin. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do raf al-Yadin while saying the takbir, sometimes before it and sometimes after it. His hands would be open and he would not completely join together the fingers of the hand nor open them completely. He would sometimes raise his hands up to the level of his shoulders and sometimes as high as the upper portion of the ears. It is evident from certain narratives that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at some instances did the raf al-yadain before and after the ruku. Similarly, he would also do it while getting up for the third rak'ah and sometimes before and after prostrating too. Qiyam. In the qiyam position, he would stand straight with hands tied in front. He would hold his hands in a manner that a part of the right hand would be placed on the back of the left hand, a part of it below the left hand, and a part on the wrist. He stopped people from tying hands in a manner that the left hand be placed on top of the right one. Ruku. While doing the ruku, the Prophet ﷺ would place his hands on his knees such that it would seem that he is grasping them. The fingers would be open and placed below the knees. He would not let his elbows touch his sides. Both his hands would be stretched like a bow. He would neither bend his head nor lift it upwards, but would keep it aligned with his back and would say, "O people, a person who did not straighten his back while kneeling and prostrating has in fact not prayed." Qama. When the Prophet ﷺ would rise after kneeling, he would stand up straight such that his spine would come back to its original position. Generally, he would stand for the same amount of time as he would kneel, but sometimes would stand for longer periods of time, giving the impression that he had forgotten to proceed for the next ritual. He would remark, "A person's prayer would not merit God's attention, who while rising after kneeling does not straighten his back and goes into prostration." Prostration. When the Prophet ﷺ would go into prostration, he would join his fingers and spread his palms. The fingers would face the Kaaba, and the hands would be placed adjacent to the shoulders and sometimes in front of the ears, and so far apart that a baby goat could pass below them. He would also keep apart his arms from his body to the extent that a person sitting behind him could see the whiteness of his armpits. He would place his feet upright and would turn the fingers of his feet in the direction of the Kaaba. At one instance, joining both heels is also mentioned. He would say, "I have been directed to prostrate through my forehead, nose, both hands, both knees, and the forefeet." Jalsa. In between the two prostrations, the Prophet ﷺ would spread his left foot and composedly sit on it. He would use up almost equal time in jalsa, prostration, and qama. However, sometimes, like qama, he would sit in the jalsa for a long time, giving the impression that he had forgotten to proceed. It has also been reported that sometimes instead of standing up straight after the second prostration, he would sit down and then stand up for the next rak'ah. Qada. The Prophet ﷺ would sit in qada in just the same way as in jalsa by spreading the left foot and sitting on it. The right foot would be upright, and he would spread his right hand on the right knee and the left one on the left knee and would raise his pointing finger. He would do this by coiling all other fingers and placing his thumb on the center finger and sometimes would make a circle with both of them. In the last rak'ah of the prayer, he would sometimes sit in a manner that he would place his left hip on the floor and take out the left feet towards the right one. Near the end of the prayer, he would generally turn to both his right and his left. He would complete all these rituals of the prayer with great poise and calm and would counsel people to do so as well. Following are the various utterances of the prayer. The prayer shall begin by saying, Allahu Akbar. Then Surah Fatiha shall be recited during the Qiyam, after which, according to one's convenience, a portion from the rest of the Quran shall be recited. While going into the ruku, Allahu Akbar shall be pronounced. While rising from the ruku, Sami Allahu liman hamida, God heard him who expressed his gratitude to him, shall be uttered. While going for the prostrations and rising from them, Allahu Akbar shall be pronounced. While rising from the qada from the qiyam, Allahu Akbar shall once again be pronounced. At the end of the prayer, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, peace and blessings of God be on you, shall be said. The prayer leader will always loudly pronounce, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahu Akbar, and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In the first two rak'ah of the Maghrib and Isha prayers, and in both rak'ah of the Fajr, Friday and Eid prayers, the recital shall be loud. The recital shall always be silent in the third rak'ah of Maghrib and in the third and fourth of the Isha prayer. In the Dhuhr and Asr prayers, the recital shall be silent in all the rak'ah. These are the utterances prescribed by the Sharia for the prayer. They are in Arabic, and like the practices of the prayer, are validated by the consensus and tawatur, or perpetual adherence, of the Muslim Ummah. Besides these, a person can say any utterance in his own language, which expresses the sovereignty of the Almighty, gratitude towards him, or is a supplication. In this regard, the sayings and preferences of the Prophet ﷺ are enlisted below. During Qiyam, in the first rak'ah of the prayer, the Prophet ﷺ would celebrate the praises of the Lord or say some supplication after saying the takbir and before beginning the recital. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet ﷺ would remain silent after the takbir with which the prayer begins and before the recital. I asked, May my parents be sacrificed for you. What do you say when you remain silent between the takbir and the recital? The Prophet ﷺ replied, I pray, O Lord, distance me from my sins the way you have distanced the east and the west from one another. O Lord, cleanse me of my sins the way a white cloth is cleansed of dirt. O Lord, wash my sins with water and snow and hail. Reference Al-Bukhari Al-Jami Al-Sahih 121, number 744. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say the following words after the takbir. While leaving aside everything, I have faced the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and I am not in any way among the polytheists. My prayer and my sacrifice, my life and my death, are all for God, Lord of the universe. No one is his partner. It is this directive that I have been given, and I am the first Muslim. O God, you are the King. There is no God besides you. You are my Lord, and I am your servant. I have wronged my soul, and I confess my sins. So please forgive all my sins. No doubt only you can forgive sins. Please guide me to be a morally good person, and only you can guide me to this. Please disassociate me from bad morals, and only you can disassociate me from these. I am in your presence, O Lord, and fully prepared to follow your command. All good is in your hands, and evil cannot be attributed to you. I exist because of you, and I have to return to you. You are the Blessed One, the Almighty. I seek forgiveness from you and turn to you. Reference Muslim al-Jami al-Sahih 314-315, number 1812. It is narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mother of the faithful, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would begin the prayer with the following words. Lord, glory be to you, and you possess all worthy attributes. Blessed is your name, exalted is your majesty, and there is no God except you. It is also narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mother of the faithful, that the Prophet ﷺ would begin the night prayer with the following words. O God, the Lord of Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, one who knows what is apparent and what is hidden, you shall decide the differences between your servants. Please guide me with your grace regarding all the differences which are about the truth. No doubt you guide whomsoever you want according to your law to the right path. Reference Muslim al-Jami al-Sahih 314, number 1811. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand in the tahajjud prayer, he would say the following supplication. O Lord, gratitude is for you. It is you who is instrumental in keeping the heavens and the earth, and what is in between them in existence, and gratitude is for you only. The sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, belongs to you, and gratitude is for you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth, and of those between the two, and gratitude is for you. You are a certain reality, and your promise is true, and meeting with you is a certainty, and your books are true, and paradise is a truth, and hell is a truth, and all the prophets are true, and Muhammad is true, and the day of judgment is certain to come. O Lord, I am obedient to you, and accept you, and repose my trust in you, and turned to you, and fought with your enemies with your help, and only to you brought my pleadings. Forgive my sins of the past, and of the future done in private or in public. It is you who sends forward, and it is you who relegates backwards. There is no God except you. Power and control is only because of you. Reference Al-Bukhari Al-Jami Al-Sahih 179-180, 1099, Numbers 1120 and 6317. There are some other prayers and supplications as well that the Prophet ﷺ would read in the beginning, which are found in various narratives. It is also recorded in some narratives that the Prophet ﷺ was appreciative of similar words of supplication uttered by some people at the beginning of the prayer and said, "The doors of the heavens have been opened for them, and I have seen 12 angels, each of them trying to outdo others to take these supplications away." Reference Muslim Al-Jami Al-Sahih 243, number 1357. After this, the Prophet ﷺ would begin reciting Surah Fatiha with the verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He is reported to have said, "A person who has not recited Surah Fatiha is as if he has not offered the prayer." Reference Al-Bukhari Al-Jami Al-Sahih 123, number 756. The prayer without Surah Fatiha is incomplete. It is incomplete. Reference Muslim Al-Jami Al-Sahih 167, number 878. The Almighty says, "I have divided the prayer into two equal portions, between myself and my servant will be granted what he asks for in it." When the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, gratitude is for Allah. The Almighty says, "My servant has expressed his gratitude to me." And when the servant says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the ever merciful, the Almighty replies, "My servant has praised me." When the servant says, Maliki Yawmiddin, Master of the Day of Judgment, Allah says, "My servant has glorified me." And when the servant says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, You alone we worship and you alone we call upon for help, Allah says, "This is between me and my servant will be granted what he asks for." And when the worshipper says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, Set us firm on the straight path, the path of those you have blessed, not of those who have earned your wrath, nor of those who have gone astray. God says, "This is for my servant, and my servant will receive what he asks for." The portion of the Quran he would read after Surah Fatiha would at times be lengthy, and at others, short, keeping in view the circumstances. He used to say, "I would begin the prayer with the intention of offering it at length, and then I would shorten it upon hearing the voice of a child crying, thinking that his mother would be worried on these cries." Reference Al-Bukhari Al-Jami Al-Sahih 116, number 707. He would recite the Quran in a slow and measured tone, such that each word would be clear and distinct from the other. He would advise people to recite the Quran in a good and melodious voice. It is evident from various narratives that he would respond to the verses of the Quran, consequently, on occasions in which a verse would ask to glorify the Almighty, he would do so. On occasions of prostration, he would prostrate, seek the mercy of God on verses of mercy, and seek his refuge on verses which mention torment and punishments, and would say Amin on the content of the supplication. He is reported to have said, "When the prayer leader recites, Alladhina ghayril maghdubi alayhim wala dhalin, you should say Amin. Because he whose Amin is said in correspondence with the Amin of the angels, his previous sins are forgiven." After the recital in the last rak'ah of the Tahajjud prayer, the Prophet ﷺ would say various supplications. They are called the supplications of Qunut. For this very purpose, he taught Al-Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu the following prayer. O Lord, guide me by including me among those whom you have guided, and give me tranquility by including me among those whom you have given tranquility, and make me your friend by including me among those whom you have befriended, and shower your blessings on what you have given me, and save me from the evil of things which you have ordained for me. Indeed, it is you who decides and no one can pass judgment on you, and indeed the person whom you befriend is never humiliated. Very great and very blessed and very majestic are you, O our Lord. Reference Ibid, Volume 2, 64, number 1425. While kneeling, The Prophet ﷺ forbade Muslims to recite the Quran while kneeling in the prayer and made them glorify the Almighty in this position instead. Consequently, he would sometimes repeat the words, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Glorious is my Lord the Majestic, during kneeling and sometimes would say one of the following utterances. He is free of all faults and blemishes. He is the Lord of the angels and Gabriel. O God, O Lord, glorious are you and you possess all worthy attributes. O God, forgive me. O God, I knelt before you alone and professed faith in you only and consigned myself to you alone and put my trust in you only. You are my Lord. My ears and my eyes and my blood and my meat and my bones and my muscles are in humble obedience before God, Lord of the worlds. In the Tahajjud prayer, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said the following words as well. Glorious is he who is the controller, the lofty, and the majestic. In the Qama. When the Prophet ﷺ would rise after kneeling, he would say Rabbana lakal hamd, or Lord, gratitude is for you only. After Sami Allahu liman hamida, and at times Rabbana walakal hamd, or Lord, and gratitude is for you only, and sometimes he would add the word Allahumma, or O God, in the beginning. Some narratives show that he would also say the following words after Rabbana walakal hamd. To the extent that the earth and the sky get filled with it, and after that what you wish also becomes brimful. Praise and majesty are for you only, O Lord. You most befittingly are worthy of what your servants have just said, and all of us are your servants. O Lord, whom you have given, no one can stop him from receiving it, and no one can give the one whom you stop giving, and the greatness and majesty of none can save him from your grasp. Reference Muslim al-Jami al-Sahih 198, number 1071. This edition has been reported with similar words as well. It is also narrated that once in the last rak'ah of this prayer in the Qama, the Prophet ﷺ offered supplications for some people by name for a month and supplicated for the doom of some others. The manner in which this was done was that he would raise his hands and recite the supplications in a loud voice while the people behind him would be saying Ameen. He is reported to have said, respond to the words of the prayer leader, Sami Allahu liman hamida, by saying Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd. Because he who pronounces these words in unison with the angels, his previous sins are forgiven. When a companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam added the words heaps of gratitude which is pure and blessed, he commented, I have seen more than 30 angels trying to outdo each other to write these words. During prostrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also forbidden Muslims to recite the Quran during prostrations, just as he has done so during kneeling, and has said that since during a prostration, a person comes closest to his Lord, he should say as much supplications as he can. Consequently, words, Glorious is my Lord the Greatest, have been reported to be rejected by him during prostration. And some other words also have been reported in place of these. Of these, the ones which are mentioned in various narratives are the following. Above is he from all blemishes and shortcomings, the Lord of Gabriel and the angels. O God, O Lord, glory be to you, our Lord, and you possess all worthy attributes. O God, forgive all my sins, small and big, of the past and of the future, done openly or secretly. O God, I prostrated for you only, and professed faith in you alone, and gave up myself to you only. My face is in prostration for he who created it, and designed it, and then made in it ears and eyes. Very great and very benevolent is God, the best of creators. In the Tahajjud prayer, the following supplications are also reported. Glory be to you, and you possess all worthy attributes. There is no God but you. O God, forgive all my sins done secretly or openly. O Lord, I seek safe refuge with your pleasure from your displeasure, and with your safety from your torment. And O Lord, I seek your refuge from you. It is not possible for me to praise you, of which you are worthy. You are exactly as you have praised yourself. O Lord, create light in my heart, and create light in my ears and my eyes, and create light on my right and on my left, and create light in front of me and behind me, and create light over me and below me, and O Lord, make me an embodiment of light. During the Jalsa, the Prophet ﷺ has also supplicated while sitting in between prostrations. Consequently, it is reported that he used to repeat the words, O Lord, forgive me in this position. During the qada. The qada of the prayer is reserved for supplications, and a person can say whatever supplication he wants to. The guidance provided by the practice of the Prophet ﷺ in this regard is detailed out below. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when we would pray with the Prophet ﷺ, we would say, "Peace be to God from his servants, and peace be to such and such persons." When the Prophet ﷺ heard this, he said, "Don't say, 'Peace be to God,' for God himself is entirely peaceful. Say instead, 'All salutations, supplications, and good deeds are for God. O Messenger of God, peace be to you and blessings and mercy. Peace be to us also and to all pious people too.'" If you say these words, your supplication will reach every person who is in the sky or is found somewhere between the sky and the earth. He further said, "Ash-shahadu la ilaha illallah, wa ash-shahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasulallah." Or, "I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger." After this, a person can say any supplication he wants to for himself. With slight variations, the above supplication is also reported by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is evident from the narratives that after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would diligently teach this supplication to his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Masud Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, "We were sitting at the place of Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came over, Bashir ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, 'O Messenger of God, God has created us to send blessings on you. Please let us know how we should do this.' At this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept silent, and we wished that he had not asked this question. He then said, 'You should say, O God, be merciful to Muhammad and his clan the way you have been merciful to Abraham's clan, and send your blessings on Muhammad and his clan the way you have sent your blessings on Abraham's clan in this whole world. Indeed, you are great and possess all worthy attributes.' Then said, 'You already know the manner to wish peace for me.'" There are some variations in the words of this supplication. However, by and large, the theme is the same. It is also narrated that the Prophet ﷺ has said about the durood, "A person who sends mercy on me once, the Almighty will send mercy on him 10 times. The Quranic directive referred to in the narrative is, "Indeed, God and his angels send mercy on the Prophet. Send mercy on him, then you who are true believers, and greet him with a worthy salutation." Surah 33, verse 56. Other supplications which the Prophet ﷺ has said in the qada, or has urged Muslims to say, are, "O God, I seek your refuge from the torment of hell, and seek your refuge from the torment of the grave, and from the trial of life and death, and from the trial of the great deceiver who will claim to be Jesus. O God, I have wronged my soul a lot, and I know that none except you can forgive my sins. So, O Lord, forgive me through your compassion and have mercy on me. Indeed, you are compassionate and ever merciful. O Lord, I seek your refuge from the evil of what I have done and what I have not done. O Lord, through the help of your knowledge of the unknown and your power over your creation, give me life till the time you deem it appropriate for me, and take me away from this world when you deem it appropriate for me. O God, and I seek humility towards you in open and in private, and want to be guided to the truth in happiness and in sorrow, and request you to make me a balanced person between poverty and richness, and want a blessing which will never finish, and the contentment of the eyes which will never cease, and seek the courage to be happy at your decisions, and seek the serenity of life after death, and seek from you the fondness of meeting you, and the joy of seeing you in a manner that I do not remain in hardships which are harmful and in a trial which lead a person astray. O God, please grant us the grace of faith and make us such that we ourselves remain among the guided and are instrumental in providing guidance to others. O God, I seek from you goodness of every sort, that which is to be given to me in the immediate future, and that also which is to be given at the time you have appointed for it. That also which I know and that also which I do not. I seek refuge with you from every kind of evil, the one which may befall soon and also for which you have appointed a time, that which I know, and that also which I have no knowledge of, and I seek paradise from you, and the urge to have beliefs and do deeds which will take me near it. and I seek refuge with you from hell, from beliefs and deeds which take me near it. Lord, I seek goodness from you, the goodness which your servant and messenger Muhammad intended, and seek your refuge from things from which your servant and messenger has sought refuge, and whatever decision you have made for me, I seek from you a good fate in it. It is narrated by Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that in the Qada, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would generally say the following supplication at the end. O God, forgive my sins of the past and of the future done in private or in public, and also forgive whatever excesses I have committed, and all those things also which you know more than I know. It is you who sends forward and it is you who relegates backwards. There is no God except you. Wa'il radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would add the word wa barakatuhu, or and his blessings, to assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, or peace be to you and the mercy of God, when he would say salam on the right side. After the prayer. After finishing the prayer also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say various supplications and remember the Almighty. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, upon hearing Allahu Akbar, I would come to know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ended his prayer. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that after saying the salam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit for just enough time so as to say, O God, you are peace in entirety, and all peace is from you. O possessor of respect and honor, you are blessed. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that before saying the above prayer, he would ask for the forgiveness of the Almighty three times. Mughira ibn Shubah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say the following supplication after the prayer. There is no God except Allah. He is one of his kind, and no one is his partner. Sovereignty is his, and all glorification and gratitude is for him, and he has power over all things. O Lord, whom you give, no one can stop him from receiving it, and no one can give the one whom you stop giving, and the greatness and majesty of none can stop you to grasp someone. Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite the following supplication right after the prayer. There is no God except Allah. He is one of his kind, and no one is his partner. Sovereignty is his, and all glorification and gratitude is for him, and he has power over all things. Power and strength, all are a blessing from him. There is no God except Allah, and we worship him only. Favors and blessings are from him, and befitting glorification is for him only. There is no God except Allah. Obedience is purely for him, even though the disbelievers dislike this. Reference Muslim al-Jami al-Sahih 240, number 1343, and Al-Nasa'i Sunan 188, number 1339. It is reported that Sadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to teach these words to his children and would say that after every prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek refuge with the Almighty through these words. O God, I seek your refuge from miserliness and cowardice, and seek your refuge from going to old age, and seek your refuge from the trial of life and from the torment in the graves. Reference Al-Bukhari al-Jami' al-Sahih 467-468 and 1109, numbers 2822 and 6390. It is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the poor among the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu who belonged to the Muhajirun to recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar 33 times each after the prayer. Reference Al-Bukhari al-Jami' al-Sahih 136-137, number 843, and Muslim al-Jami' al-Sahih 241, number 1347. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates that if after the above 99 words the following 100th words are said, then the sins of a person are forgiven even if they equal the foam of the sea. There is no God except Allah. He is one of his kind and no one is his partner. Sovereignty is his and all gratitude is for him, and he has power over all things. Reference Muslim al-Jami' al-Sahih 242, number 1352. In a narrative of Ibn Ujra, it is reported that Subhanallah should be said 33 times, Alhamdulillah should be said 33 times, and Allahu Akbar should be said 34 times. It is narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu that a person from the Ansar told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in a dream someone told him to recite Subhanallah 25 times, Alhamdulillah 25 times, Allahu Akbar 25 times, and La ilaha illallah 25 times. The Prophet said, do so. Reference Ibid 242, number 1349.